the circle, the circle of life. Him and yama, him and yama, him and yama, him and yama.
Hi, welcome to The Rod Kirby Show, a podcast that covers the ever-expanding world of film and entertainment. Today, my guest is Kimberly Kirby. Not only is she the queen of my household, but she's an author, songwriter, and loves going to the movies just as much as I do. In this episode, we're talking about Disney's live-action remake of The Lion King. With its all-star cast, including Beyonce, Donald Glover, James Earl Jones, and many more, this film is poised to dominate at the box office in the same way that Black Panther did in February 2018. Black Panther, released during Black History Month, tapped directly into the zeitgeist and culture of 21st century African Americans, and Disney desperately wants to replicate that success with The Lion King. The casting of pop culture superstar Beyonce and the ultra-talented Donald Glover weren't carried out by mistake. Those were strategic moves and were proved critical to the success of The Lion King's opening weekend. Beyond Disney's film strategy, how is a movie? Is it worth the rising cost of movie ticket, soda, and popcorn? Stick around for a special review of The Lion King as I discuss whether Disney's bet will pay off with Mrs. Kimberly Kirby.
First of all, I loved it.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
I was very nervous because I was nervous about the opening scene. Mm-hmm. If the opening scene was lame, that was going to set the tone and that was going to set my mood for the entire movie. So,
but they hit that first nyah.
And it was amazing. And it was beautifully done. That opening scene was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely gorgeous. It really put you in, you felt like you were just in Africa, and it was gorgeous. So I think the opening scene, well done on the opening scene. It was amazing.
Okay. So opening scene was good. My general thoughts were the movie was good.
I thought so too. It rained true to the first one. I think they had, cause the Lion King is such a beloved movie. Everybody mm-hmm. loves that movie from when we were kids. It's such a strong, powerful movie with such an amazing story. Mm-hmm. So I think they had some huge shoes to fill. And people were already ready to, I was ready to almost not like it because you expect so much from it. So you're like, oh my God, it's never going to be as good as the first one. But I think they did it. I think they did it. I thought it was amazing.
What did you think about the music?
You know, I sang the whole time. I sung the entire time. Hakuna Matata. Uh-huh. Can you feel the love tonight? I sung everything and it was amazing. So I thought the music, they hit all the notes.
What do you think about Beyonce's song, Spirit,
except I believe. Except that song. It's not that I didn't like it. I didn't know how to feel about it. I think my brain just knew that it didn't belong in the original soundtrack, so I didn't know how to feel about it in this one. I think it kind of stuck out like a sore thumb to me. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I didn't like it. It's just that my brain knew that it didn't belong on the soundtrack.
Your brain said, what is this doing here?
What is this doing
why
here?
Why are you in my movie?
So I'd have to listen to it again separately to see if I actually like the song.
Okay. What do you think about the graphics, the effects?
The graphics?
Special effects?
I thought it was gorgeous. I kept staring at the hair, the manes for the lions, and I just thought they were gorgeous.
Super realistic?
Yes, very realistic, and just all the animals looked gorgeous. All the animals looked amazing.
I'm looking forward to seeing behind the scenes.
Yes, I want behind the scenes for the voiceovers. I want behind the scenes for how this was made. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. It made me excited to see Avatar because they use the same. Avatar technically created this live action technique where you have your actors on a soundstage or in a production environment. They're doing their scenes and covered in motion capture technology, but it renders in real time, so they can see, so the producers can see the backgrounds, they can see the grass, they can see the animals and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Very ugly real time, but it's real time, and so they get those performances right there and then. So I'm looking forward to see what Avatar does with that because they invented that technology,
Lion King pretty much took it to the next level.
They did.
So hopefully Avatar will take it to the next level as well.
See, you know more about that stuff than I do. All I know is like, ooh, pretty.
Oh, her eyes look beautiful.
Like, oh, wow. And why did it look like Nala, Beyonce's lion? Why was she like she had lashes on?
Well, you know what? I thought she was so pretty. She had lashes because of Beyonce probably had lashes in the recording booth.
Maybe she did. But I was like, why does it look like this lion has lashes?
She's just very pretty.
She
like
was
that.
A very cute lion.
Mm. All right. What do you have any nitpicks about the movie? Anything you didn't like?
I don't think I have any nitpicks. And I normally do. Mm-hmm. I loved the music. I was nervous about it. Like I said, I went into it. I was ready to sing my favorite songs. I was ready for it. And I was a little nervous that they weren't gonna do it justice. But they really did. And yeah. I feel like they knocked it out of the park. I thought it was amazing.
You know, my only nitpick is that the movie was pretty much 2 hours. And it was the same pace as the cartoon. Mm-hmm. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when they did the transition from when he was a kid to a grown-up lion, I was like, okay, what happened in between that time? What did he really eat? Because he can't just live off of bugs, but you know,
thinking forever. About that, it's like, that's a little unrealistic. It is, because, you know, eventually a lion's going to, he would have ate all them. He
would have ate Timon and Pumbaa.
All their little friends, everybody would have been gone. So, yeah, that was a little unrealistic, but... But I feel like it had to keep pace in order for it to feel like the original movie. So it had to follow that same timeline. I think that's how it happened in the original movie. From that song, he transitioned into a full-grown lion in that song. So I feel like it had to kind of keep pace.
Okay.
To keep the same feel.
Well, I would agree with you on that.
But my thoughts overall, very well done.
Overall, well done?
Well
would
done.
Would you see it again?
I would see, you know, I'm taking my mama to see it. I got to take my mom and dad to go see it because they're going to love it. But yeah, like I need to take my niece to go see it too. Okay. So,
well, out of 5 stars, what do you give it?
I give it 5. I give it 5 really? Stars.
Five
yes, I do.
Full stars.
I give it 5 full stars. If I'm weighing it on the music, if I'm weighing it on the feel that it had when I was a kid and how I felt today when I watched it,
yeah,
I would give it 5 stars because I loved it as a kid and I loved it today. I thought they did excellent.
Well, I would give it, I'm going to say 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Why are you taking that half of a star?
I'm taking that half a star off because I wasn't in it. Because I deserve my own time to shine. They didn't have me do
what
a song.
What would you have sung?
I would have sang Hakuna Matata because, hello, it means no worries for the rest of our days.
Aww. First of all, and in the theater with us, y'all, there was the cutest little girl who stood up and danced through that entire song.
She was so cute.
She was way down front. We were up kind of in the middle, up towards the top. She was down front, first row, and she was dancing and shaking her little booty. She was adorable.
She appreciates good music and a good movie.
Yes.
And a good story.
Yes, she was adorable.
Oh, and in case you're wondering, yes, you will cry when Mufasa dies.
Oh my God. Yes, I did cry when Mufasa died. Scar, I want to cuss him out because that was horrible.
That
and then he made Simba feel like it was his fault. He told Simba that it was his fault that his dad died and he told Simba to run away. So yes, I did tear up.
Which
and I got
in
emotional.
Turn made me feel like it was my fault.
I felt like
I had did it and I didn't want it
like
for him.
I know.
Well, Miss Kimberly, thank you for being episode with me.
You're welcome.
Why don't you sing us out, The Lion King?
Hakuna Matata.
It means
no worries for the rest of your days.
So
I'm gonna need you to learn the words. It's a problem free philosophy.
Okay.
Hakuna Matata.
All right. High five.
Woo!
Thank you for tuning into this very silly review of Disney's 2019 Lion King remake. For more reviews, news, as well as tips and advice for aspiring filmmakers, visit my website at www.rodkirby.com. Don't forget to subscribe and be notified of future episodes of The Rod Kirby Show. I'm Rod Kirby, thanks for listening, and go make something great.